Well, it's something of a relief to see the Australian share market moving higher in early trade on Thursday. It comes after we saw the worst one-day decline for the market this year, a day earlier, with the ASX 200 falling by 1.6%. So it's probably less encouraging to see the move higher in rather anemic terms. But there is evidence that yesterday's sectors that were sold down quite aggressively are the ones that are attracting the most support today, namely financials and materials. So most of the big four banks are up in the range of around 1%. Bulk miners are also doing better as well. Fortescue Metals is up by about 3%. Worth pointing out that overnight the US dollar was weaker, and that was quite supportive as far as most commodity prices were concerned, particularly metals. But on the LME, we had zinc up by as much as 3.5%, and evidence of that. On the other side of the equation, the sectors that are underperforming include consumer discretionary stocks, healthcare stocks, and utility stocks as well. The point around the weakness in oil is important as well. Oil prices have fallen to new 10-month lows overnight, and that is significant as far as inflationary expectations are concerned. So with inflationary expectations now falling, that's creating headwinds as far as stocks are concerned. So that's one of the factors that the market's having to contend with at the moment. Elsewhere, another topical issue where oil prices are concerned is the anointment, if you like, of Mohammed bin Salman as the new crown prince in Saudi Arabia. The crown prince has had a pretty aggressive stance when it comes to Iran. He has also been instrumental in the severing of diplomatic ties with Qatar. And these are all factors to consider at a time when oil prices are on the move lower as oil supply remains quite high. So this is an area to watch quite carefully. Elsewhere, we have seen no recovery in the names that were marked down aggressively yesterday on the back of profit warnings, and they include QBE, which was down by about 10% yesterday. It's down by a further 0.75% today. And Retail Food Group is down by another 1.5%, having fallen by about 10% yesterday as well. So that's not necessarily a good sign to see that after such a big fall, both of those stocks have registered very little in the way of a recovery. And the Aussie dollar still remains under pressure at 75.5 US cents.